This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hey, we have to welcome to the luxury cocktail lounge of Joy another DJ who is playing the party on Saturday night. He's very familiar to many, many people who will be listening in Melbourne, I am sure. DJ Jolby, welcome to Joy.
Hello, thank you. Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras. Hey, it's actually nice to meet you. Because I have to say, we have danced to you on the dance floor many times, being regular patrons of the Rock City parties.
Thank you.
I think you were Queen's birthday a couple of years ago, and
yes. You
were Hollow Queen last year.
Hollow Queen, yes.
Hollow Queen.
Which turned out to be one of the most spectacular Melbourne parties for a long time.
It was incredible. The crowd was just brilliant. It was electric. It had such a fantastic time.
Melbourne was looking for an excuse to dress up, it seemed, and they took it. You played a magic set.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
Thank you. And you're back again in Australia.
Back again, yeah. It seems to be like almost a twice annual thing that I come back now around Halloween and around Mardi Gras time. But yeah, it's really great to be back.
How long have you been in Sydney?
About a week.
So you've already done a few gigs?
I've done a few gigs, yeah. I played at I Remember House on Saturday, Beresford on Sunday, and yeah, obviously Mardi Gras Party this weekend, Daywash on Sunday, Arc on Sunday, so I've got quite a few, and obviously tonight here at the Flinders. So
you're playing here at the Flinders tonight, yeah?
Absolutely, yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Now, what time are you on tonight?
I'm on from 12 to 3 tonight.
Uh-huh. All right.
So I'll be switching the lights off at the end.
So you said you have to clean up, throw out the rubbish, and off you go.
Yeah, I've already got my vintage Mardi Gras mop, so yeah, I'll be fine.
So how long have you been DJing?
It's been about 10 years actually. My podcast has been going for about 10 years, and it kind of evolved, I think, a bit from...
You started making podcasts online before you DJed in clubs?
I did it around the other way, I think.
Yeah.
I kind of started the podcast, almost 10 years ago this year. Back when podcasts weren't really that popular, weren't that big a thing. And I just did it as a means of sending music to my friends overseas because I used to always be the one who lorded it over the CD player at the end of an after party. I've been doing it for 10 years, and I kind of progressively got asked to do live gigs and that sort of thing more and more. So I kind of was edged reluctantly into it, and I've been,
So you're based in the UK, in London?
In Brighton. Just on the south coast.
All right. I guess the great thing that it's sometimes hard to get our head around here in Australia is that you're very close to some of the most amazing clubs in the world. You must have played some of the big ones in Europe. And
you know what? Quite in the UK. I'm a DJ looking for a home at present. I tend to play more private things at the moment, actually. I mean, I do play bits in London and Brighton and up in Manchester, but at the moment I'm
so Australia poised. is your fan base.
It's crazy, isn't it? I have to fly over the other side of the world to get more work than I do back home.
Oh my God, you're like the British version of Pink. You're bigger here than you are
less acrobatic.
In your own words, tell us a bit about the music you like to play.
Well, if I'm honest with you, it's probably the most... I try and make it the most uplifting, hands-in-the-air, anthemic, big vocals, divas, that sort of thing.
Yep.
That's what I like for. You know, I love the divas and that, you know, stuff that kind of gets people on the dance floor.
If you see the dance floor singing along as they're dancing, is that something you want?
Oh, magic. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There have been times recently where I've played certain songs, and I mean, in a nightclub, you've obviously got the music absolutely booming, and if you hear people going along with a chorus or, you know, really getting into it, it's just, you know, you're doing something right. So it's such an amazing feeling. It's quite gratifying to see everyone just getting right into it.
Does DJ Jolby have a go-to track?
Yes. I've kind of got a few go-to. I've got a short list, it just depends.
Like if you hit a dance floor and you don't think it's quite where you want it to be, which one do you reach for?
I mean, you can't go past Beverly Knight's Soul Survivor.
Soul Survivor, the Bimbo Jones remix.
So agree, that's always, I mean, Australia in particular, it just goes absolutely crazy. Like, just recently I played at I Remember House on the weekend, and it just... it just lit the place up. It was just amazing.
It works every time.
It never fails. Exactly. Yeah. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
We were one of the only radio stations in Australia to play that song. So, and
my
it's still
kind of radio station.
A huge anthem. So we love it.
Yeah.
Yes. So
it's good. I mean, there are a few that really, you know, just get the crowd going. But that one, I think, is probably one of my favourites and the one that always does it.
Hey, it was my ringtone for a while. All right.
Subtle, I like it. That's good.
All right. What time are you playing which room at Mardi Gras?
I'm playing at Max Watts, which I think is what used to be called Lo-Fi or Hi-Fi.
Yeah,
I can't recall.
It's the actual club inside.
It's the club inside the grounds, and I'm playing from 3 until 5.
3 till 5,
yes.
And where you can expect pretty much what you've just described.
Yeah, I mean, I like to, well, I'm planning on pulling out a few little surprises at Mardi Gras, but for the people that have been downloading my podcast and know my music, they know what they're in for.
Where would we go if we wanted to download those podcasts?
I'm so glad you asked that. Or you can search Jolby on iTunes or Google, or my website, jolby.co.uk.
Fantastic. So, you know, you might be a little quiet in the UK, but you've got time to set yourself up with a website.
Well,
so.
Exactly. Yeah. I think they're responding to every single email. I'm very diligent.
Excellent. Good luck with the set. I am sure it's going to go amazing.
Thank you.
Good luck with the other gigs. So you said you had Daywash coming up and Ark.
Yeah, Daywash on Sunday, Ark on Sunday night. And the Flinders here tonight.
Yeah. So we can get an early taste of what we can look forward
to. Just a little teaser, yeah.
All right, from 3 from
midnight
until tonight. All right. Excellent. Fantastic to have you on the station on Joy today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And great to meet you in person rather than just dance to you crazy.
In the distance.
I'm sure we'll catch you again.
Thank you.
All right,
see you on
DJ,
the dance floor.
You definitely will. DJ Jolby.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.